AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. A repeated Peruvian gang leader suspected in nearly two dozen killings in his home country was arrested in New York by U.S. immigration authorities. Gianfranco Torres Navarro, the leader of Los Killers, who is wanted for 23 killings in his home country, was arrested in Endicott, New York, about 145 miles northwest of New York City. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says he's being held at a federal detention facility near Buffalo, pending an immigration hearing. A wrongful death suit against Disney serves as a warning to consumers when clicking I agree. The director of litigation at the Privacy Information Center, John Davidson, says that the cards are stacked against the consumer when they innocently sign up for something like a Disney subscription.
The way this agreement is being used against the consumer is so unexpected, so beyond what any consumer would normally be thinking about when they're signing up again for a video streaming service. The best advice I can give, I think, is to support lawmakers and regulators that are attentive to these issues and that are taking systematic regulatory approaches to fixing these problems and preventing unfair and deceptive practices by businesses that harm consumers.
Starbucks is giving its new CEO a huge pay package. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Starbucks' incoming CEO could make well in excess of $100 million in his first year with the company under an incentive-laden contract. And he will not be required to relocate from his home in California to Seattle, the home of the global coffee giant. Starbucks announced Tuesday that Brian Niccol would become its chairman and CEO on September 9th. Niccol is among the most highly sought-after corporate executives after establishing a track record of success in turning around companies that have hit a rough patch, including Taco Bell and most recently Chipotle. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Members of Congress are pushing the Pentagon's leaders to make sure the military is not swept up in politics as the presidential election nears.
A letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown mirrors questions asked during the 2020 campaign, when Donald Trump suggested he might not accept the election's results. Trump has also said if he wins this year, he might use the military to police the southern border and cities dealing with violent crime. The letter asks Austin and Brown to reaffirm that active duty troops cannot legally be used as a domestic police force. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The mayor of a small Georgia town has been indicted on charges that he illegally left a bottle of gin in a ditch for a state prison work crew. Thompson Mayor Benjamin Benji Carey Cranford was indicted and arrested by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation Agents. I'm Hayapanjwani, AP News.